There's an ongoing controversy over the siting of two casinos on Long Island. Both Nassau and Suffolk OTB would operate video lottery terminal casinos, which include slot machines and table games played on screens. While both county executives support the VLT casinos, residents are torn about the impact they'll have on their communities. Joe Ryder looks at the debate over one of the proposed casinos at Belmont Park.
Floral Park Mayor Thomas Tweedy, whose village borders Belmont, believes the casino would have a negative impact on crime, traffic, and local businesses. Last month, Tweedy helped organize a 2,000-person rally against the casino.
The response of our residents and our community was immediate and visceral, and our business community is completely against it. We've been building a coalition of communities and of organizations here in town. Our Floral Park Chamber of Commerce has studied the issue and have come out completely against it.
The casino would be built in the village of Elmont. Patrick Nicolosi is the president of the Elmont East End Civic Association. He disagrees and says that the casino is a way to create good jobs and to raise money to improve the local school districts. In the 3 years since Governor Andrew Cuomo approved the casino, the site of the proposed Nassau project has been moved 3 times. Joe Ryder, WSHU News.
Despite the controversy, Nassau County Executive Ed Mangano has included $20 million of potential revenue in his 2016 budget proposal. Since Belmont is on state-owned land, the legislature has to approve the project. Mayor Tweedy said he's ready to sue if they do.